the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Son of God the Father and God the Son had to become man to be the Savior of sinners. He, very God, must become very man. He must, as the Holy Word declares, he must in all things give his life a ransom for the many. His blood must flow. His body must die in order that we shall be saved from the wrath to come. His brethren know that, for they have learned how merciful their blessed Savior is. On that hill far away stands an old rugged cross. Thank God it's empty. Thank God Jesus is not on that cross. There was a time he was on it. But thank God he finished the cross by carrying all our sins away from it and judgment forevermore. Christ must have been born of sinful flesh so that we as the seed of David might have, according to the flesh, a representative who can take our place, bear our punishment, endure our hell, and be saved and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. I do believe it. I do believe it. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. My happy soul is free, for the Lord hath pardoned me. Hallelujah to his blessed name. What a wonderful story is the story of the gospel. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1-4. And we read of that one there, who was the blessed Son of the living God. But he left the Father's throne on high to come and do something. What was he to do? To take the place of sinners. To take the place of sinners. That is almost an impossibility, you say. Aye, but not for Christ. Listen, he hath in these last days spoken unto us by a Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the maker of the world must be the redeemer of the being the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God's person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, being so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than we. What a Savior he is. When the Son of God assumed our nature, he became bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. When he took our flesh, he became bone of our bone. Hear the inspired word. He that sanctifieth, and they who are sanctified, are all of one. For which cause? Listen. For this cause, he was not ashamed to call them brethren. He's my big, loving brother. Wonderful Jesus. What a relationship. He was the Lord God of all the saints. But he was also their brother. He was born in a stable. And the first place he felt on earth was the manger of that. The foxes had holes, the birds of the air had nests. He could not lay down his head, for he was carrying the burden of our sins. He was the Son of God. Yes, but he was my brother. Through him, I have become rich indeed. It was not simply the observation of the man Christ Jesus, bleeding and dying on the cross, but it was the recognition at the very moment he gave up the ghost by his divine agency. And so he died for me. I get the life because he took the death. Rocks rent that day. The grave opened that day, never to close again upon a justified saint. All the occupants for which the Roman Catholic soldiers were held responsible, they, like all other sinners, can be seen and can trust in God. There was one man on one of the crosses, a rebel, a sinner, a murderer, a denier of Christ. But when he hung beside the sea, something happened. The old man became a new man. The sinner became a saint. The dying thief, he saw that fountain in his day. And there may I, as vile as he, wash all my sins away. Remember, it could not have been the sacrifice. The Lord had not taken a body. The Lord took a body. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. In his body, he is able to die for his people. And by his blood shedding, he opened a river for all uncleanness. Come down to that fountain, sinner, so rich and so free. Plunge in today and be made every bit free. Glory to his name. The doctrine of our Lord's untainted holiness of human nature appear the express testimony of the scripture. This observation, having been part of the pronunciation of Christ himself, he revered himself as a holy thing. How holy was Christ? He was perfect. He was sinless. He was holy. But he was holy in the sense that he was dying for the world. In all points, he was tempted as we are, yet, listen, without sin. He was manifested to take away our sin, but, praise the Lord, in him there was no sin. If he had sinned, he could never have been the Savior, but he was without sin unto the salvation of all who put their trust in him. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophet. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. Oh, believe it today. Just say, just as I am, without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, my God. Christ yielded obedience to all of God's law. All obedience was his. All unrighteousness was his. But the day you put your faith in Christ, your righteousness is the righteousness of Christ, imputed to you and received by faith alone. There are many other things which Jesus did, the which they should be written, everyone. I suppose that even the world, said the Apostle John, could not contain the books that could be written in those books that I mentioned. Oh, today come with me to Calvary. Survey the bleeding lamb. Oh, the bleeding lamb. Oh, the bleeding lamb. He was found for me. And by his strength, we can be healed. Lamb without spot washes us in his precious blood. And we being washed are freed from the curse of sin forevermore. Our loving Savior declares that he gave his flesh for the life of the world. But the diligent read will point out the fact that his offering was for every kindred, every tongue, every people, and every nation. John's Gospel, chapter 6. Number verse 51 compared with Revelation chapter 5 and 9. You'll find a number of alls. The alls in Holy Writ must be carefully noted. Carefully note the fact, my dear sinner friend, this day the Father's glory and the express image of that glory can become yours if you receive that glory into your heart. The agency of Christ as the sinner's Savior is open at all time to those who come. The agency of the second person of the Blessed Trinity is for you. His sacrifice is for you. Consequently, there is infinite value in the precious blood of the Lamb. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thank God, Christ shall reign, and we will reign with him. Of Christ's kingdom, there shall be no end. I quoted in my last sermon some words of the famous hymn writer. Words of that great Scotch preacher. I want to quote some more. For the first time I see the glory of the cross, I trust that someone that hears me will be able to say that today. Thanks to the mighty hand that swept away the mist, and from before my eyes, the veil so kindly. The Son of God is there, the Holy One, hanging on that tree. He took on him in love my sins and bore them all. The just for the unjust has paid the penalty. Why should they hang up there? My subject, substitute, who gave his life for my sin, who died my death, that I should live, transferring all to him, my guilt to him, to me, his excellent divine. He died my awful death, therefore I know that I shall never die. And from that death divine, to me flows righteous love, the love that cannot change, the love of God Most High. How brightly now the cross shineth in splendor like a new made sun. All light is there, no gloom, no terror, no wrath. The grace that floweth out as heights and depths unknown. The cross, it suits me well. It soothes my fears and speaks true words of peace. It breaks my bonds in twain and liberates my soul. It heals all my wounds and hides all my sorrows. May it be so, for Jesus' sake. Amen.